Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines, they're open for your takes. 844-967-2789. Well, Milwaukee zip code, quickly, and then we'll get back to the phones and the patient callers. 53206 zip code, this one in Milwaukee. According to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, that zip code is the most incarcerated in the state of Wisconsin, with a majority of its men spending time in jail or prison. Experts say little has happened to suggest the rankings have changed. That was a 2013 study. A third of Milwaukee's 2,900 vacant lots are located in the 53206. Two-thirds of the children in the 53206 live in poverty, compared with 42% of all children 18 and under citywide. That's still a tremendously high number. And nearly 95% of the residents are Black. 844-967-2789. Kurt from Madison. Welcome back, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it would be really cool if you could somehow get Robert Wright on your show. I know he'd be a tough land, but he'd be awesome. I want to come back to something that Tom...
Tell you what, Kurt, I'll put him on as soon as you get him booked.
Okay, I'll work on it right away. This really comes down to the Commonwealth. And the problem with understanding the Commonwealth, and I know CJ doesn't understand what the Commonwealth is, nor does the majority Republicans understand what the Commonwealth is. But any one city community is only as good as their ability to reinvest in themselves. So I'll give you a sports analogy. People flock to universities that have the best resources, the best coach, the best training, the best education. And why do they do this? Because those institutions have pumped a lot of money to make that happen because they want to be number one. So if we want to fix, and you ask, how do we fix this? One of the aspects is we have to find a way to get the cities and the companies that exist there to invest the resources in aspects to reinforce investing back in rebuilding. It's like a road. It's like our sewers. It's like water. It's like everything else. Everything is falling apart. The schools, as CJ says, well, they're doing a terrible job. It's because they're old and they've never been reinvested in. If we kept maintenance going on the most basic levels, the tenants of community, we wouldn't be in the situation we are now. That's why things are cattywampus and unraveling. We have 40 million people in this country that have the attitude, me first, screw the rest of the world. And then there's the rest of us progressives who are trying to do everything in our power to be inclusive and try to get things back on track. It's a very difficult hurdle to jump. But it's going to require leaders of the community to start rolling up their sleeves and putting their efforts back into the communities and start with the most impoverished areas like Milwaukee, where we have these Black communities, and give them truly an opportunity to get themselves something they never had before, jobs and life living, sustaining jobs.
Kurt, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. I believe the county executive declared in Milwaukee a state of emergency for being Black. Jeff from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if TJ would be up for programs that would incentivize home ownership in minority locations, maybe giving them a point or two on the home loans or deferring a year of payments on a loan, something along those lines to establish that sense of community and ownership and all the things that he probably thinks would be beneficial to a community, but doesn't necessarily want to probably invest in. I think back about the Greenwood Tulsa race massacre and just thinking about, you know, what would have happened if Greenwood would have been allowed to continue as it had been. I don't think they would have been in a bad situation without all of their businesses and homes being burned and everything else.
Jeff, I'm not saying it's analogous to what happened in Tulsa, but look at what happened in Milwaukee. They jammed an interstate right through the heart of Black Milwaukee. They literally stuck an interstate in your backyard. Well, that's not exactly great for property values, Jeff. You know what I mean? They basically eroded all the value of the Black community by sticking the interstate in the backyard.
Absolutely. And that would probably be another thing that we would want to try and alleviate, because driving through Milwaukee is not necessarily fun. Brian can probably talk about that extensively, but, you know, it would be something nice to have an interstate that doesn't go through the heart of the largest city in the state.
Jeff, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. When Scott Walker was the county executive of Milwaukee County, and I've always asserted Scott Walker's racist. And how do I know? I look at his policies. And when he was the county executive of Milwaukee, he made the largest metro bus increase in cost of any city in the nation, of any county in the nation. And then what do you know? The drop in ridership was precipitous. And then Scott Walker used that as justification and excuse to cut off the routes from the city of Milwaukee out to where the jobs were in the suburbs, you know, and further isolated the community, the inner city.
I kept getting people saying, well, you know, there's a job out in Oconomowoc, the Roundy's factory. But how do you get there, man? How do you get there?
Mark from the SAC, you got the last word today, man. You better get there.
Hey, man, maybe CRT is the reason, you know, CJ's got his problem, because he was sitting too close to those cathode ray tubes in the television sets when he was a kid that kind of, you know, cooked his brain.
Well, those lead laterals he kept describing, I think maybe he was sucking on the wrong pipe.
Yeah, it's sad that he's, you know, comes up with this stuff, because I did a quick read out there, and apparently that some of these Black fathers might not be in the home, but it doesn't mean they're not involved in their children's lives, because I guess there's a better percentage that are involved in their children's lives than the other races. That was just a quick look. But, I mean, that's not the problem. It gets back to Dickens. You got the two children, their ignorance and want, and apparently, and upon the brow of ignorance is written doom, and the Republicans apparently have embraced ignorance and tried to doom us all, and we have to alleviate that. Do we can to fight against that?
Mark, I always recall Paul Ryan, I believe, said, you know, kid gets that sack lunch, the free lunch, and it feeds his body, but it leaves his soul empty. And I'm thinking, no, it feeds a kid. It allows him to learn in school today, and you made up the story anyways. Thank you to my good friend Earl Ingram for being my fine co-devil. Now stick around. The Earl Ingram Show is next. Then Native Roots Radio, then Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education.
Work hard all week. It was never easy for me. I was born a poor Black child.
Come on, man.